You may be seeing a lot of commercials and advertisements on doing shadow work, mostly for journals like this. But coming up, I'm going to show you the easiest way that you can start doing shadow work. It may even be the most effective. We'll get right to it on this episode of Mission My Life. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, to the podcast, wherever you are listening or watching. I'm certified codependency recovery coach Dana Cooper, and today we're going to talk about doing shadow work. Now, shadow work may have a different name that you've never heard about called emotional literacy. So let's talk about emotional literacy and how that goes hand in hand with doing shadow work. When there is trauma, we lean towards being emotionally illiterate. So let me discuss what that means. We have a lot of painful feelings. We don't want to feel our feelings. They are extremely stressful. And in that way, we start grouping our emotions into one category of them instead of feeling, for example, like you have been abandoned, you are only going to say that you're sad, and that sad is going to encapsulate a lot of different sub emotions. So being emotionally illiterate becomes somewhat of a survival mechanism, and over time we are compartmentalizing our feelings so much we're not feeling the deeper feelings that we are starting to lose our personality. We are self-negating at that point. And when you self-negate, that unfortunately will leave you open to many more people who want to just prey upon you and cause you more emotional pain. Yourself at this point has ceased to be. You have no opinions. You don't have any direction for your life. So when you want to heal, we want to become emotionally literate. In that way, you can fully form your opinions, know what you want, know how you feel about something, so that when someone comes in and wants to take advantage of you and wants to manipulate you, you can be secure in knowing how you feel, and that won't happen. When you've been emotionally illiterate, you have lost your intuition. You haven't been connected to those subcategories of feelings that I was talking to you about. And that's where it becomes shadow work. They are stuck in the shadows. You don't know the ways in which you're truly feeling and what's truly motivating you, because they've been so stuffed down due to the trauma. So a lot of people don't want to start this shadow work because they're afraid of what they're going to find out. They're afraid of the ways that they really feel inside. So that's why I want to start with becoming emotionally literate instead of going straight to a shadow work journal. I'm doing one right now. It's actually very interesting to uncover maybe anything that I haven't, fully examined. But if I hadn't been emotionally literate on top of that, I think that not only would it have been harder, but I would have given it up sooner, because I would not have understood that our emotions are actually our friends. They're trying to tell you where you need to go next. Like, if you're feeling sad, it wants to tell you, what direction you want to go. And okay, if I don't want to feel like this, where do I need to go next? Knowing what they're trying to tell you is so life-affirming, so that you can have your opinions and know what you want and really thrive in your life. So how do we start becoming emotionally literate and start doing our shadow work? The feelings wheel was invented by Gloria Wilcox. And I believe it took 72 categories of feelings and headed them all up under six. If you search Google for the feelings wheel, or even better, the emotional color wheel, there's a lot of options out there. I like to choose three or four of them because they all end up in different places a lot of times. Also at the beginning, they may, in the four, you know, 4 to 6 in the beginning, there may be different headers for you to consider. So what I've done here behind me is, this is what an emotional color wheel looks like. And I can bring that in a little closer. Okay, for everyone watching on YouTube right now, I've grabbed a pair of reading glasses so that I could show this to you up close and read what's going on. So right here, we have the six head categories. We have bad, fearful, angry, disgusted, sad, happy, and surprised. That's what happens to be in this color wheel. A lot of color wheels, a lot of them have happy and sad. They can have other ones here, but happy and sad seem to be in all of them. So let's say this is how you start doing it. Okay, so take a piece of paper every day and write down three ways that you felt that day. Okay, so you can even go into a little exposition about it. So when the last time I used this color wheel, I needed some help processing some emotions. And so, wow, I just lost my job in the entertainment industry and I'm feeling really sad. So I would put sad as one of my emotions. And I said to grab three. And if you can at least do that for a while before you start drilling down, that's great. Because sometimes even at first, we don't know what emotions we're experiencing. We've become so numb. We don't even know throughout the day what we're experiencing. So if we can even identify three, that's amazing. As soon as you're comfortable with that, you can drill down. As I mentioned, I was feeling sad. Okay. So if I'm trying to make three feelings come off of that sad. So like I write sad here, and then there's three feelings, right? So I'm going to say that I felt despair. I was definitely feeling depressed. I was feeling a lot of these actually at that time. Let's go with despair, depressed, and hurt. Well, off of despair, you have two more after that. Grief or powerless. Off of depressed, I had inferior or empty. And off of hurt, I have embarrassed or disappointed. So when I think about losing my job in the entertainment industry, I can honestly say that I was disappointed. I felt inferior. I felt like I wasn't good enough to keep around. They kept some people. They didn't keep many. They kept some people, so I felt definitely inferior. And in despair, I was definitely probably both grief and powerless, because I couldn't do anything about it. There was nothing I could do about it, especially at that point in time. And then I realized that I had to grieve this point in my life. This was very much an unconventional loss. And we're going to talk about unconventional loss in an upcoming episode where Lori Markbart comes back to the program. And I realized at that point how important it is to grieve losses in our life as much as it is to grieve deaths in our life. Now, a great way you can use this moving forward is when I talk about how our feelings are there to be messengers of what to do next. It wants to tell you what you're feeling now and then propel you into what you want to do next. So if I look at this and let's say, what do I want to see? Well, I don't definitely on this wheel want to feel surprised, bad, fearful, angry, or disgusted, right? So I probably want to do happy. Now, some of the wheels are great because they'll put the opposite, absolutely opposite here. So look for some of those, because then you can follow it. So like the happy would be opposite, and you could just go, oh, I was feeling despair. So I could just go up and figure out what my feelings are trying to tell me. So if I do, you know, if I want to feel, let's see. So I need to feel optimistic for sure. And because I want to feel happy, right? I want to feel happy again. And I wanted to feel probably content and maybe a bit of powerful. Because when you've lost a job, remember over here, I was feeling grief and powerless from my despair. So I want to feel a little powerful, right? So I wanted to feel courageous again. I wanted to go out there, find a new job that I loved, or just even have the courage to go find another job. So basically doing this wheel set me on a course, go, okay, the next step is for me to do things that are going to help me feel courageous. Let's see, content, free. You don't feel very free when you don't have a job. You know, you can't spend money. You only got so much money coming in. And I want to feel optimistic. And so I want to feel hopeful and maybe a little bit inspired too. Hopeful for the future and inspired to go out and make my own future. So in knowing what was making me sad, I was able to understand what would make me happy. So the one question I get all the time is, how long do I do this? So I have clients that I say, do it for this next month. Let's see how you are. And depending on how much they've done it, like maybe they just started doing the three emotions, just feeling, just understanding that they're feeling emotions all day long, then that's great. Then it's going to take longer. Then some people are ready to get right to it. And as soon as you can start articulating the more subcategories of emotion, then you know that you may not have to do the exercise as much. And I would even say only when you need it. So it becomes more of a coping tool that we can use. Like I said, I was actually pretty good at figuring out what those base emotions were and looking into myself and going, okay, Dana, what are you really feeling? But when I lost my job in the entertainment industry, and that's something that has never happened to me before. I've never been laid off from a job. So when that happened, I had to go back to the color wheel because there was some emotional damage there. There was trauma there that I didn't want to feel. And I started stuffing the emotions again because all my life, whenever there was trauma, that's what I did. So as far as how long it takes, then it's really up to you and the work you put into it. What I can say is the closer that you get to your feelings, the more you understand yourself and where you need to go. And the understanding yourself part is where the shadow work comes in. That's the shadow work. You have pulled your feelings out of the depth and are fully feeling them for the first time. Now then you could go out and get one of those journals that I talked about. Like I said in the beginning, I'm doing one too right now. It's actually helping me with my feelings about anger. That was something for me, and growing up as a girl child, I was told always was inappropriate to express. So there is a lot of worth to doing these shadow work journals. I would say become emotionally literate first, where you can sit there with your feelings and not have them triggered by doing one of these journals right off the bat. And then you're going to set yourself up for a lot of success. So coming up in the next coming podcast, we're going to answer some burning questions. The next podcast is going to be, am I the narcissist? A lot of people ask themselves on that healing journey. So stay tuned for that. We are going to have Lori Markbart back with us. She was back in Austin, Texas to come here for a celebration of life and a benefit for another friend who'd had some medical issues. So we talk a lot about grief and about making your own closure. So if you want to know more about all of that, stay tuned. And I would say one of the best ways to make your own closure is also becoming emotionally literate, so you know who you are. So do the exercises. Tell me below how you like them. Like, share, and we'll see you next time on Mission My Life. So make your life your mission, y'all.